At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only 10 bucks every day. Now that's finger-lickin' good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
Hi, friends. Welcome to our lifestyle podcast, Friends with a Twist. I'm Kenzie. I'm exploring this ethically non-monogamous lifestyle with my husband, Gary.
I'm Madison, and I've been having swinging fun with my husband, Barry, for 10 plus years.
We are best friends, but we also have a twist.
We like finding friends who are sexually confident and free, just like us.
Join us as we discuss and share stories, tips, and husbands.
This podcast will contain sexually explicit material. If you are under 18, we are not the friends for you. Find a new podcast. Hey, you sexy listeners. Welcome to episode 54 of Friends with a Twist. I am Madison, joined by my amazing co-host.
Oh, who the hell is that?
I don't know. I think it's Kenzie. Say hi.
I mean, I'm okay. I'm Kenzie.
Oh, shut the fuck up. You're wonderful. And here we are for another tantalizing episode. Ooh. So good to be back here talking to you.
After our long hiatus of 4 weeks.
Yeah. Thank you all for being here to listen to us ramble on again. We love you and appreciate you all. I guess I'll start with giving an outline of this episode.
Great idea, Madison. Okay.
This episode, of course, we're going to start with our chick chat, talking about what's new with each other. I don't know what you've been up to. You don't know what I've been up to. So we're going to share all those details. And then this episode's Life and the Lifestyle is actually going to be a down and dirty, raunchy, sexy details session.
I hope so. I hope we can get dirty enough to meet everyone's filthy expectations.
I hope so. And I really think this idea came from... At the end of our last episode, I felt like my story wasn't as crazy sexy as it could have been. Mm. So we were throwing around ideas for this episode. And I was like, just get fucking dirty and raunchy. And we're doing it.
Here we are.
We're going to do our best. So
we're
stay tuned.
Filthy already.
Oh, and then hold on. Lastly, we're going to wrap up with the smutty stuff coming. Ooh, notes are just coming in here. So the Going Deep segment will be a sexy German story from Kenzie. Oh, I can't wait to hear that sexy story. So stay tuned for that. But before we get too far into things, let's first talk about our quiver details. We had a raffle last month and we got some good news to share. So take it away, Kenzie.
Yes. So for everyone who joined Quiver in the month of August, you were automatically, unbeknownst to you, maybe entered into a raffle to win an annual membership.
If you use Q code FWAT.
True. And drum roll, I'm going to call them A and M from Indiana because we did not get their permission to share their screen name prior to the record date right this very second. So we don't want to give too much away in case people aren't cool with that. But if you're in Indiana, there is now a new member with an annual membership who's going to be like quivering it up for the next year.
Sexy,
attractive couple.
True.
I wish they were close to us. They're tall and beautiful. And Indiana, you win. All right.
Damn you, Indiana.
You got it. You win. So yeah, if you're in Indiana and listening and you're not on Quiver yet, go check it out because you got some sexy motherfuckers out there.
They're out there. Just got to look for them.
So congrats to A&M. Hopefully we can chat with you and congratulate you a little more personally, but just wanted to give a shout out here on this episode. Mm-hmm. And also then to mention that the fun is not over yet, friends. There's more to come. We keep it coming all night long or whatever, all month long. So for the month of September, when this episode is being released, same deal. If you are still dragging your feet on checking out Quiver, this is your last chance.
Nothing to fucking lose.
No.
It's literally all free.
Totally. No strings attached. Go to Quiver, sign up, use the Q code FWAT. You'll automatically be entered into this raffle for an annual membership. So you could get regardless of the raffle, you still get 30 days all access trial to check everything out.
Free.
But you're also being entered into the chance to win an annual membership, yes, all for free. The best price in the world. So if you haven't joined yet, please check it out. At least see what you think. Let us know. We can always share your feedback. We've really been enjoying it, so we hope that you will too.
Yes.
Check it out. Q code FWAT.
And another cool company.
Yes.
That we've recently been communicating with and I guess kind of working with. Not really working with, but friends with, found out about, exploring, whatever, is this company called, well, the website is getgifts.co. We will link it in the show notes. I'm going to be sharing it on social media so you can like directly click the link to their website. But they do some fun. It's almost like an Etsy vibe. They have these very personalized gifts that you can send to people. They have this really fun page that's called Adult Humor Panties. Mm. And we actually have two, which we will share photos with upcoming. But one of the thongs says, will remove for wine. I believe I'm holding it up real quick. Yep. Will remove for wine. And they're purple and they're cute. And the other one are, I don't, they're not a thong, well, kind of a thong, like a thinner panty. It says best in town with 5 golden stars. And they're red and they're super cute. So they're just like cheeky, literally cheeky, like funny panties. So it's super cool. The person who runs the company reached out to us and they've been super friendly to chat with, listen to the podcast, and we're very happy to help support them and just wanted to get the word out. So yeah, it's getgifts.co. We're going to share some photos in these sexy, funny panties and hope that maybe you'll check them out and find something you'd like too. It's almost that gift giving season, so why not check them out? If you do go to their website, you can use FWAT. That is our basic universal code, you will get 15% off of your order. So again, we'll link it. It's getgifts.co. And if you use FWAT for a promo code, you'll get 15% off. Start shopping for those Christmas gifts early. Heck yes. All right. So now it is time for our fireball shots and we'll dig even further into our chick chat to see what's up. Thank you, fellows, for pouring these shots.
This seems like a perfect idea. We should have more.
Not like
drinks.
We haven't had any already. Cheers.
Cheers.
Clink, 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 clink.
Cheers, friends. Fuck yeah.
I just can't do a whole one.
Still. It's still fireball. All right. So in our chick chat segment, we always love to share with you what's new with us, what we've been up to. And this, we've got a doozy, friends. I don't know. We've been fucking busy. Look, we got like a fucking whole page of things.
All right, before we break into what's new between each of us, just a reminder, I don't know when we're publishing this episode, but it'll be really soon. And Podbash will be really soon too. So one of the things that we are looking forward to with Podbash at Secrets in Florida is our Twisty Trot.
Well, what is that word? We're like vacillate. Is that a word? Oscillate?
Yeah, that's a word.
Twisty Trot or the Fwat Trot? I don't know what people prefer.
A little walk run with Friends with a Twist will be occurring on Friday, September 20th at 9:30 a.m. Anyway, if you're going to be at Podbash, we're going to spread the word when we're down there, put it in the Telegram and all that shit. But it's kind of our thing. So we like to do that. We'll meet outside the lobby and just do a little easy 3-mile run. I'm probably going to walk most of it. Yeah, we're going to try. And we did some training today, like some mile sprint.
Yeah, like repeats. Hill sprints and
hill
shit.
Hill sprints, yeah.
My God, I'm sweating.
Yeah, we did one of them. And it was really good. I was out of breath. I swear the elevation up here is just very intense.
Up here on the mountain.
So Florida will be great because it's the flattest state.
Yes, it is. And it's the state with the most miles of coastline in the continental U.S.
In the connected states, yes.
Yep.
Facts from us. All right. So besides that, I don't think we need to get into Podbash too much, but I'm just looking forward to some of the theme nights and catching up with our friends, seeing that new pool at Secrets. There's this whole second pool now. So we will report back if it is worth going to, but I'm sure it will be. Just Secrets in general. I mean,
true.
So
So episode 55 will be a doozy because we'll hopefully fill you in on all the shenanigans from Podbash.
Yeah. So I feel like I've been rambling a lot. So Kenzie, you share anything else you and Gary have been up to that you'd like to share with these lovely listeners?
Nope, nothing.
Oh, cool. Nope. All right, my turn.
No, I would offer, I guess, a couple of things. I will say that Gary and I had a completely vanilla family trip this summer.
It's about time.
I know. I feel like people maybe wonder if all we ever do is swing things. And no, we do some normal shit as well. So we had a very nice trip with kind of Gary's side of the family. We took our new dog, and that was a whole adventure. We tried to get her, like, in the water and shit and whatever. So a very wholesome, lovely time, which is always nice to connect with those that you love in a not swinging way. Obviously, that's what we focus on this podcast, but we do other things besides swing. So just putting that out there for anybody who's concerned for my soul. we also had almost like a nice like vanilla and twisty sort of mix with some friends. It was kind of last minute, just one of those like, hey, we happen to be free. Are you? Do you want to get together kind of thing? So we ended up meeting some friends. We checked out a couple wineries and breweries kind of thing. And the reason that I bring that up is just to say that I think part of what Gary and I do really truly enjoy about the lifestyle is those types of opportunities. Mm-hmm. We went out with friends. We were having a lovely, fun time in and of itself. Any sort of like sexual activity that happens at the end of a night like that is really the cherry on top.
True.
It's just nice to be able to hang out with like-minded friends who you can really kind of be yourself around. You don't really have to like censor yourself about what you really did last weekend versus what's socially appropriate to say that you did last weekend. Yeah. So again, I mean, maybe nothing totally like crazy, but just really fun to hang out with them, have a good time. As it so happens, there was a little sex at the end of the night. Maybe you'll hear more about that later. But again, really, truly, that was just kind of a nice bonus to end a very fun, enjoyable day as it was.
That's awesome.
So that was cool. And then the other thing I will mention is we actually got to meet some new – or well, meet and make, I guess, some new friends at PGC. They were traveling – in the US and ended up in Philly for a night. So we met at PGC and were able to connect. They do listen to the podcast. We follow each other on Twitter. So it was really cool to finally kind of make that connection, kind of put the faces to the names kind of thing. We gave them, you know, the 5-cent tour of PGC and tried to explain the lay of the land and everything. So I think they ended up having a good time. I think they enjoyed the club itself. I think it's a little bit different than what they have available to them, kind of where they're from. So it was fun in that regard. And yeah, I mean, it was great to meet them. We definitely clicked and connected and kind of got to show them the ins and outs of the club. So that was a very enjoyable evening. And I won't say their names and because we didn't ask ahead of time, but you know who you are. So it was really awesome to meet you too. And I'm glad that we got to connect. And that's it. That's what's new with us.
That's awesome that you got to meet those new listeners. I was kind of following your conversation a little bit on Twitter previously. So I know who you're talking about.
Yeah, you can't avoid it. Yeah.
I wish we could have met them too, but actually perfect segue because that night that you went to PGC and met them, Barry and I just got back from traveling and we ended up going to one of the local swing clubs closer in our area. And it was interesting. It was actually a fun night, like a fun group of people. We had people dancing on the dance floor for a while. All the men were taking their shirts off. I saw more men on the stripper pole that night than females. It was just like one of those fucking fun nights.
Yeah.
This one couple had shots they were sharing with everybody the whole time. It was just a fun vibe right off the bat. So that was really cool.
Awesome.
Unfortunately, I'm not going to share any details. There was some play session that occurred. And all I'm going to share is that it was an odd play session with a friend of ours.
What?
But we felt... It wasn't the best. It was a learning experience is all I'm going to say for Barry and I. We were both involved in it and it wasn't what we had thought. I'm sorry. This is very vague.
Well, this is vague.
But what I'm trying to say is we didn't leave the scenario feeling super confident in what just happened and with each other. And we were like, we don't want to go through that again. And we learned a lot from it. So we still have those moments is what I'm trying to say.
Well, okay.
And it even happened with someone from a couple that we're friends with. So like, you don't fucking know when things are going to be weird is my takeaway. You can be a swinger for 15 plus years and still have these awkward moments that you don't fully enjoy. And the takeaway is that you need to talk about it with your partner before things fester and linger and make things worse. Like, you two are the core of all of this.
Yeah.
Fuck all the noise and all the other shit. Like,
sure.
Come back to that and learn from it and try to avoid weirdness in the future. But so we had a learning moment. That's all I'm going to say. And
okay.
It happens. And I'm not thankful it happened, but I'm glad that we were mature enough to be able to talk about it and work through it. And I have better times in the future. So
yeah. All right.
It never ends. There's always fucking something that happens. Like,
true. Yeah.
That's the fucking reality of being a swinger. There's always fucking something throws a loophole. But besides that, we're basically trying to keep up with Telegram groups for Podbash and RM, which we're going to in November. Like, yeah. It's a fucking lot to keep up with those Telegram groups.
Indeed.
People individually message me from them sometimes and I'm like, gosh, I'm sorry, I'm just getting back to you. It's been like a week. I turn the notifications off because it's too much.
Yeah, it's far too much to leave that on.
It's daily. Yeah. Like the messages, it's wonderful that people want to connect.
Yeah.
But I just can't, it's too much for me. So
yeah.
Putting it out there that those things are out there, but it can be overwhelming if you're not used to that. And also going along with those trips upcoming and Podbash, I actually just received today in the mail my Shameless Care STD at home testing kit. Oh, and Gary too. He's pointing at himself. Yes, him too. So one half of each of our couples will be ready to go, hopefully. Hopefully at Podbash. And yes. The one that at least I got now also includes, they're doing some extra swabbing. It's like the normal stuff, the blood testing, the mm-hmm. throat swab, the anal swabs. They have fucking everything wow. they test for. So I'm going to feel very checked out
is
when Barry I send
this
back.
Is
Barry
going to anally swab you?
Yeah.
Or are you doing it yourself?
No, I'm going to have him do it. Yeah. Yep. Full wrist to elbow.
Yeah, you might get a whole fist. I don't know what's going to go. Do I have to swab your anus, Gary?
I'll
do it. What kit did you get? Oh, shit. Oh, wait. No, Barry's going to do it for me. We're covered. Barry is the official anal fister of FWAT.
But besides the weirdness and the joking, like, it is cool that the kits include all this awkward shit.
No, it is.
You can do it on your own time, maybe with your partner, maybe you just figured out yourself, whatever. No one has to know.
Right. Like, in the comfort of your own home, I think, is really the big selling point here. Like, it's not so clinical with, like, a stranger in a mask, like,
And swabbing questions your, going around. Like, just, and it's expensive, but I think it's worth the price. And again, we have one of our promo codes, and if you visit the shamelesscare.com,
trying to help you guys out,
/FWAT, a little bit of a discount, but we get it, but I think it's worth it. It's very important. So
definitely
hoping to be clean for that. And besides that, Shivers and Love Your our other partners, not super sexy, but I am fucking thriving off of their Love Your slumber gummies for bedtime. Okay. I just take one at bedtime because I get anxiety sometimes and I just can't sleep, or I wake up a lot and I don't know. Whenever I fucking take them, I feel so restful. I get this deep sleep. Okay. Unfortunately, sometimes I wake up and I just want to keep sleeping in the morning. But at least I sleep all night long.
Yeah.
So all it's night. Not just sexy shit. Yeah. Like, it's, they're awesome. So anyway, I just wanted to share. I've been using those like a fucking kid in a candy store. So.
Yeah. No, I took I took a Love Your Hustle this afternoon.
Oh, those are great too.
And I'm rocking and rolling here.
You don't get that afternoon crash, right?
No,
because I don't get that 3 o'clock, want to take a nap.
Right, no. I'm up and down. I'm ready to go.
Woo. Love it. We have so much good shit out there. I love it. I'm glad to be a part of it.
And I will just sort of add on very quickly. I don't mean to cut off your chick chat things, Madison.
I'm done.
I'm just thinking, because I know we got at least one email recently that I think somebody was still kind of maybe getting caught up on our episodes, which I understand. They tried to go to Buy Me a Coffee to support us, and that is now defunct. We got too spicy and they kicked us off.
Yes.
So I just wanted to say that really at this point, the best way to support us is really to support our partners that you hear us talking about. So go check out Quiver, check out Shivers and Love Your, use Shameless Care for your testing needs, do the Game of Lifestyle for your party sort of icebreaker needs, so on and so forth. They're all on our website.
Yes.
friendsofthetwist.com, and that at this point is really the best way to support us, is support our partners. We're all kind of working together on this, trying to promote all this good, fun lifestyle stuff. So
beautifully said.
Wanted to add that.
Thank you for doing that. That was beautiful.
You're welcome.
All right. I think we're ready to get raunchy.
Oh, it's time. It's time to get dirty. You want to get dirty?
Yes. Fucking love it. If you don't get that reference, I don't get you. But anyway.
Yeah.
All right, Christina, let's move into
this. I hope she's listening somewhere. We love you, Christina.
All right, so it is time to get raunchy, but we're going to take a quick break and we will be back for Life and the Lifestyle. We're excited to be partnering with Shivers and Love Your Alternative Wellness for Women to offer our listeners exposure to hemp-based gummies for all of your daily and sexual needs. Shivers offers a female and male line of THC-derived gummies to help increase your sensuality, euphoria, and sensitivity at playtime. Shivers also has a women-focused, women-derived line of gummies called Love Your Alternative Wellness. These gummies include Hustle to help increase energy and focus without all of those jittery effects, Slumber to help you obtain fulfilling beauty rest, and Libido, which are their sexual goddess gummies to help boost your sexuality, increase sensation, and intensify your climax during play. Libido has minimal amounts of hemp-derived THC and CBD, so it's a great option for those who are sensitive to THC, as three of the Libido gummies would actually equal one of the female Shivers gummies. Visit shivers.store to make your purchase and enter code FWAT for 10% off your order. Link in show notes and on our website.
All right, friends, life and the lifestyle. This episode, we are going to try our damnedest to get raunchy and dirty and sexy and filthy for you.
Let's get sexy.
Boo, 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 boo.
Was that not the right vibe?
Yeah, it works. So this is where we're coming from. This is not exactly a very educational segment necessarily, unless you want to sleep with us. Maybe you should take notes. This is trying to be a little more entertaining, I think, which is usually our goal. We either want to entertain or educate you.
Yeah, we don't always have to tell you what to do. This, right. Maybe just listen.
So, all right. So for this life and the lifestyle, we're trying to get raunchy. And this is where we're starting from, friends. You've decided you want to play. You're in the playroom, the bedroom. You're on the kitchen table, wherever the fuck you're going to fuck. Clothes are off. What specifically will make a good experience for you? That's what Madison and I are going to try to answer for you tonight. So hopefully something in this segment will resonate with you, or maybe give you some ideas to think about or try during your next swinging experience. Ooh. So I took the liberty of organizing this into a couple different sort of topic areas. So I have some thoughts about what are some elements that you and I, Madison, things that we're going to enjoy regardless of who's involved, essentially? Like, what are some of the baseline things that we want to have happening to make it a good play session? So we'll talk a little bit about that, I think. And then we sort of broke it down into different play scenarios. And we don't have to go in any particular order, but for example, if it's an MFM, what's going to make it really good and sexy and hot and enjoyable for you? Or if it's an FMF, what's going to do it for you? What about a hot wife experience? What about a foursome? What about an orgy? So on and so forth. We'll see how far we get before we think people are probably bored of listening to us. Yeah. But so that's kind of the approach that we're going to take. And again, we might kind of go in a different order than I just said. But let's start with, what are some of those elements that, regardless of who's involved, is going to help make it a good, sexy, fun, enjoyable experience or environment for you?
Mm-hmm. So right off the bat, I feel like I need some sort of privacy. Mm. Not that I need to be completely blocked off with a four-wall room or anything, but I just like the option to be an exhibitionist if I want to be, but I definitely need the privacy option at all times in any sort of play scenario. So if it's at a club or something, like, I think that makes more sense. You have the curtain open, the door open, whatever. Sure. Like, but there's an option to be private if you want to be. I like that regardless. So wherever I'm playing, the option to just be us if I want to, or be open if I want to. So I need some sort of, I like to be free, but something that can keep it closed and private.
Okay.
In one way or another.
I get it.
It's something I very much enjoy. That's just one thing. But I don't know. I feel like there's a few other things that I think we both agree on. You put the notes in. So, I mean, you can share some of those details. I completely agree with them, though. I think I would hope they're fairly basic. But
well, I hope, yeah.
Go on.
So, yeah, one of my sort of top, I guess, requirements, if you will, is a clean space / clean people. And I guess what comes to mind when I'm saying that is, You've heard me, Kenzie, talk about how Gary and I don't always, you know, play at clubs because sometimes it can just be kind of like an awkward space or like you don't know how many people have already been in there that night or whatever.
True.
And like, you know, sometimes you just try not to think about shit and you just fucking get yours. But sometimes it's like, ugh. So having a nice clean space is always my preference. And anytime that there can be like, I don't know, a shower, a Promescent wipe, anything, you know, I mean, just like life happens. We all like things, you know, in the summer, people are warm, just whatever.
Yeah.
Being as clean as possible is nice. And I say that recognizing in my head all the times I've been at PGC dancing my ass off and then have ended up in a room anyway. And like, I'm such a hypocrite. But ideally is what we're talking about here tonight. It's nice to be as clean and fresh as possible. Mm-hmm. And again, there are those products out there that you can use to help. So that's nice. I always fucking need lube. No matter who you are or how fucking amazing you are, I am just always going to need lube. So that's part of my equation, but I know that doesn't, you know, hold true for every woman. But those are like a couple of my other things. Is there, I don't know if there's anything else for you, Madison, or anything else that might kind of be common for us?
Lube, I'm probably 80% of the time as well. But also, unless you're at a club, you kind of have that background noise. But if not, I like the sexy music, something in the background besides just silence.
Yeah.
I have found that on Pandora Radio, if anyone still uses that, I found the song... Well, I didn't find it, but the song Earned It, I think by The Weeknd. It's something from the 50 Shades.
Yeah.
I created a station called Earned It from that song, and it's just been fun, sexy music, mostly pretty low-key, sometimes a little more hip-hop vibe, but it's just a very cool, sexy environment. Certain songs come on, I get going to the rhythm and grind into it, and so the music, I think, makes a difference for me in any sort of play scenario. I know, I feel like you've also had certain playlists that you use too.
Yeah. And actually my very favorite one is one that I stole from a lifestyle friend. So I can't take any credit and I'm not going to like really give too many details. I will give the Spotify perspective on all of this. But yeah, definitely The Weeknd. I feel like the majority of his music can kind of hit the spot here. But a couple other artists anyway that really I have... very much enjoyed, whether I'm with other people or myself, what I like to put on, is an artist, Rosenfeld, R-O-S-E-N-F-E-L-D. Hmm. He has been very happy for me. and then I don't know if maybe this, like, I don't fucking research anything. I just, if I like how it sounds, I fucking like it. It looks like you would pronounce it like Michel Moron. I don't know. That's part of the fantasy. But the first name, M-I-C-H-E-L-E, and the last name, M-O-R-R-O-N-E.
Oh,
I don't know.
Okay.
But on like Spotify. The photo, like the album thing looks like a man. So I don't know if it's like a Michelle or like Michael, but in
it's
another
life. It's whatever you want it to be.
It's whatever. I don't know. He's Michelle to me. So I don't know.
He or she is whoever you want to be.
So.
Love it.
Find what works for you. There's tons of shit. Search Google fucking sexy music and find what works for you. But that, I love having that in the background.
And in any scenario, I don't always need alcohol, but I feel like just that hint of alcohol in some sort makes a difference for me of letting go of some of those
relaxation.
And relaxation. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Shivers,
love
those products.
Yes.
We fucking love those too. In any of the following scenarios.
Yes. All right, moving on.
All right, so let's get into the MFM scenario. Two Ooh. Males, one female.
Yeah.
We're the center. There's two males.
Fuck yeah.
Because why not? And I don't know. I feel like that might be one of our favorite scenarios. So for MFMs, what I like about that is just the simplicity, I guess, of feeling like a snack between these two men that I find attractive. I don't know. It's like this sexy confidence boost of two men wanting you at the same time. Like, who doesn't fucking want to be wanted? And I guess really getting into the details of it. I'm just diving right in here. But
do it.
One of the things I get off on is like just in general, like looking into Barry's eyes while... for the most part, in one way or another, I'm being pleasured by someone else from behind. And like, I use that energy to either like, I use the pleasure energy to either go harder making out with Barry or like sucking his dick intensely or sucking his soul out of his cock, like he likes to say, whatever.
Like a demon.
Yeah, I just get it. But whatever it is, like, I get that burst from someone else giving it to me. And then I projected onto Barry, and it's just this intense cycle of pleasure. And that's what I fucking love about threesomes with another guy. But I don't know. I think it just, when I look into Barry's eyes, I'm just giving him this, like, I feel so good. Like, I want you to feel good. I'm connected to you. Yeah. Like, this is what I love. So that's what I love about that.
My name is Madison, and this is what I love.
But I guess the easiest way to do that scenario, just to get into the nitty gritty of it, is my fucking favorite is just doggy, where I think that's my favorite position regardless. But sure. I'm bent over on a bed, just holding my arms on my legs, whatever, on the floor. I don't care. Someone's behind me, fucking me from behind, and I'm sucking the other person off in front of me, whether Barry's behind me or in front of me, whatever.
Yeah.
Someone's behind me, someone's in front of me, and I get to enjoy that feeling of filling my two main holes without having to use like a toy to do it. So it's not like another female using a toy on me. No, I have like the real fucking thing in my mouth and my ass and my pussy, whatever it is. Like, I'm filled from both ends with the real ass shit. Like, I don't know. That fucking just turns me on.
Yeah.
I'm a big fan of MFM. and I, from what I've learned from Barry, is that he enjoys that too. Like, just the, it's a, that double pleasure of, I think, him seeing his partner so pleasured and euphoric and happy. And then he gets something out of it too, just from a stranger or a newfound friend, just met on a hot date or something like that. Not necessarily a stranger, but
Insta friend.
You know what I mean? It's just, I feel like it's a really good opportunity to have a lot of good positions with the female being highlighted. So I know, I think you enjoy a lot of positions in that scenario too.
Why, as a matter of fact, I do.
If I had to guess.
Yes. I mean, I agree. I know, like, my note for this particular scenario was how I love a good spit roast! Exclamation point.
So, similar scenario. Yeah. Yes.
So for me, a spit roast indicates that I am on some sort of surface, usually a bed, on all fours, and I have one male penis in my pussy and one male penis in my mouth. And I guess what makes that an Eiffel Tower is if the two guys high five. So in case you're new to all this weirdo terminology. But so with this, you know, spit roast material, apparently, like, so one guy's fucking me from behind in my pussy is my preference. I guess you could do that anally, but that's just not my thing. And then I'm sucking the other guy's cock.
Yeah.
And there's good and like, I doesn't, this sounds terrible. It honestly doesn't necessarily matter like who is where.
No, I get like, it.
Both are good. But I will say, you can judge this if you want. Normally, I don't, if I am with a trusted partner, I don't normally use a condom with oral sex. So one nice thing about Gary fucking me and me sucking the other guy's cock is then there's no condoms.
Good fucking point.
Which is like, whatever, judge if you need to. But like, again, this is like usually with a trusted partner that somehow like elevates things like even a little bit.
Yeah, it's more intense.
Or whatever. The other way around is cool too, in which case the other guy's going to have a condom if he's in my pussy. But whatever. Be safe. Get your shameless care kit. It's fine. So I love the spit roast. Yes. If they want a high five, fine. But I think I've only ever seen that happen in life once. And I think because I asked them to do it. And yeah, I agree. I feel like it kind of like fuels me to, I don't know, like, I don't know. I'm going to have to ask Gary off screen. We're not on screen, but whatever, off mic. I think it almost like fuels me to give a better blowjob to him, like in that scenario, than if we're just, you know, like at home alone on a Tuesday. Like, this is more intense.
Yeah.
So that's always super fun. And then in terms of kind of, like, that's good. That's fun. We've done that. I love it. I'll do it again all day long. What I would like to do maybe the next time I have the opportunity for the MFM is really essentially the same position, but instead of whoever's behind me fucking me, I really want to be like, I want to be sucking off whoever's in front of me, and I want the guy behind me to be like eating me out from behind.
That feels so good.
Because I just love that shit. And I don't know if it's underrated or it's just not done enough or what the deal is, but like, I want that next time. So that's kind of on my list.
It's going to happen.
If I can just put that out into the universe and make that happen, that'd be great.
That, honestly, though, that reminds me, I guess I can't remember all of them, but at least one of the hottest MFMs was not that long ago where Barry and I were at a hotel with a single man that we have met previously. And it was that fucking scenario. So I will tell you, you need to have it happen.
All right.
He was eating me out from behind and like I was giving Barry those fuck eyes that I was talking about and like telling him like I fucking love this. And I was just going deeper and deeper on Barry's cock because I was being so pleasured. It like not only physically like pushed me down his cock, but like I just enjoyed it so much. And fucking A plus star scenario. So yeah, do it. It'll happen for you, no doubt. But I feel like one of the more harder scenarios you've had maybe, I think, more experience with this. I don't know. It's the FMF. Oh. Two females, one male.
Yeah.
I don't know. The elusive unicorn in the lifestyle.
Indeed. Yeah.
It's a fantasy. Mm. I've had it in the past. It's a hard scenario for me to have come to fruition. So, do you have any notes you would like to share on this? I have notes about like playing with another female in general.
Yeah.
You can start.
So I will say that really the one true FMF that Gary and I have had was totally enjoyable and amazing and fun and good in its own way. But for better or worse, at the time in our journey that this opportunity presented itself, Gary and I were not full swap at the time. Mm. So that sort of limited, I guess, mostly his and her pleasure more than mine.
Whatever, you
now,
were fine.
Now that I fucking look back on it. But so that could have changed things. But anyway, so that's where we were at the time. But anyway, so we had that experience. And I mean, it was really fun. Again, like we maybe didn't go through like all the potential sort of variations because of where we were at. But I remember that female, I don't know if she was almost kind of like borderline embarrassed, but I remember her repeatedly saying, I guess kind of almost apologizing for how wet she was. And I am not that girl. Like it just fucking is what it is. And I remember just like telling her, just like stop, apologize. Like it's fine. Everybody is okay with some fluid. It's fine. And honestly, for me, it was really like a turn on because I was interpreting that as like she's having a good time, exactly. That this is like happening for her. And I don't think Gary fucking cared. And yeah, so I mean, like that's a weird thing to remember from that experience. But like to me, that was just so sexy because that doesn't always happen for me. So that the fact that that was just like her kind of natural state of being, I was like, yeah, like bring it. Let's do this. Like totally fine. But I will say in terms of just like, I don't know, I guess sort of like a position. Mm-hmm. The couple experiences I'm sort of thinking about, I mean, the other man was still around and involved, but he might have been like taking a little bit of a break at the moment or whatever is kind of where I'm coming from with this. But my favorite thing is, and I'll just use kind of Gary as the example. So he's lying down and honestly, the next part doesn't really matter who's where, but I'm riding Gary's cock. And the other woman is riding his face. Mm-hmm. And she and I are facing each other. So we're both getting whatever kind of like vaginal clitoral pleasure. Mm-hmm. But we can also sort of make out with each other. We can like touch and caress each other, like fondle the boobs and all that good stuff. That's one of my favorites.
Yeah.
And again, like not that we've had a ton of like the FMF stuff. But again, even if it's just a matter of like the other guy is just like taking a break for a second and like, you know, still on board and everything.
Yeah, totally.
But I really love that position.
Yeah, that's all super hot. And going really quickly off of that, the two females and the single male perspective for the threesome, it's the guy's kind of the center of attention. So I love doing the fucking double blowjob thing. That fucking gets me off. I love making out with another female around some other guy's hard cock. I love making out with another female around some guy's hard cock. Like, it's just, I don't know. It's a sloppy, sexy makeout session around this hard, warm pole. And I just fucking love it.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I like that scenario of two females around a guy. That gets me off, too. So, and I think it's just fun for the two females to really have the chance to turn this guy on together and tease him and play. And I like that part of it. And I would love to do that again in the future. But thankfully, as you were kind of alluding to with having the guy in the background, is that is kind of common with a foursome experience. So I've had the wonderful opportunity to do that double blow job in many foursome experiences. And I don't know, although I'm fine with just doing that, like a just general soft swap type of experience, I definitely more so enjoy the full swap experience with another foursome.
Yeah. Well,
with another couple to make a foursome.
Yeah.
And I guess I'll just quickly get into what I like about the foursome experience is that I like the fact that, I guess in general, I start out with, I think you're going to say the same thing, like I prefer starting out with the girl-on-girl play.
Mm-hmm.
That just seems to be the easiest thing to introduce everybody into the play scenario for that evening.
Yeah.
And then I don't even care who it is, but I like when the guys take turns touching both of us. I don't care whose hands are on me, whose mouth is on me, but someone's touching me. I know it's one of the guys while her and I are still like making out and playing, whoever this female is. And I feel like it's more thrilling. Like I said, you don't know whose hands are whose, but someone's touching you. You're touching somebody. Mm-hmm. It's just, there's a lot of things to touch. And I like just switching from playing with the female to then playing with their spouse while my, like, Barry plays with that female. And I feel like in general with foursomes, there's like a flow. Maybe it's just us, but I feel like it goes from the general, like, oral swapping, oral play to then you're like looking over at your partner doing the same thing with them if you're playing in the same room, and that gets you going. And then it turns into fucking the other person if you go that far. And one of the things I enjoy, like I really love about doing foursomes, and I honestly want to prioritize playing with other couples in the future, is I like making that connection with the female during play.
Yeah.
Almost like what you said with facing each other, making out while you're on top of the same guy. Similar scenario, but like even if we're fucking next to each other or both, someone's riding someone, someone's getting fucked from behind, I don't know, we can connect somehow. And I can touch her tits, I can pull her hair, I can grab her neck, I can kiss her, touch her just to comfort her, make out with her. I don't know, I like having that connection with another female. I guess it's because I like to be that caring, I'm here for you sort of person. I'm not taking advantage of you. I see you're here. I recognize you kind of thing. But I also like to like feel that energy from the other person too. Yeah. So it's a little bit of both of that. And I think that's the joy of having that foursome experience, whether it's another couple or I know like you've had two other female, like another couple in general. But it's just, I don't know. I enjoy not always just separating off into other rooms, like playing in the same room so you feed off of the other people's energy in that foursome scenario.
Yeah. Yeah. I think that is kind of like the creme de la creme when that all happens and works. I think like kind of like the note that I had about this particular scenario is, for me, really the best experience is when I think back on it is when things just sort of flow organically. And that's like probably a weird thing to say because it's really hard to define. And I don't have any great step-by-step guide of like, here's how you make things happen organically.
No, because it just fucking happens.
It just fucking happens. Like sometimes it's going to work and flow a little bit better than others. And I think you got to take the hand that you're dealt. Some experiences are going to flow a little better than others. So just trying to like maximize on that, I think, is when you really hit that sweet spot. And yeah, I think, you know, sometimes it might be your very first play session and everybody is just vibing and it's great and whatever, you know, whatever the circumstances are. And other times I think that comes with a little bit of a comfort level. Maybe this is the second or third time you've played with a couple and that's really fueling this sort of like organic, everyone is comfortable and just like bobbing and weaving and flowing and whatever analogy you want to use.
Yeah.
But yeah, like there's just no one, there's no like fucking recipe or, you know, secret. But for me, when that does happen, I feel like those are some of the really like the best experiences.
Mm-hmm.
Is it just like is flowing and natural and it doesn't feel awkward and everyone's included, like you were saying.
Yeah.
I love that, like to reach out to the other female and make sure she knows, especially if they're a newer couple.
Definitely.
Like make sure that they know, like, I see you, like I recognize, like, we're good.
Yeah.
I think that really can go a long way to make a good experience. And yeah, I mean, I know you alluded to this, like Gary and I, you have heard me talk about some of our play experiences with Rain and Mona, a female-female couple, which has been sort of a new dynamic for us. But that kind of opens some other doors and some other ways to interact, which has been just amazing. So yeah, just keep that door open, keep an open mind, because you never know kind of how the night is going to flow and sort of how it might work. But yeah, it's just when it works, it fucking works.
Yeah, and this makes me think about one of the hottest foursome experiences that Barry and I had. It was at Temptation, and it was just one of those organic play sessions where we didn't prompt anything, but I could just remember one of the positions. Like, I was on all fours, bent over on the bed, like getting fucked from behind by the other partner. She was getting fucked by Barry, but she was on her back underneath me, like eating me out in a way while I was getting fucked. And like, Barry was fucking her, but I was kind of licking the base of his cock. Like, it was just sexy fucking connection of like Tetris, letter H, connect four. I don't even know. It was all of that, but it just happened. And we all just vibed and went with it in the moment. God, that's just fucking hot when you're all just okay with, like, this is being fucked by someone else, but I'm going to put my mouth on tongue all over this because it's fucking hot and turns me on, and I fucking loved it. Like, I could taste her pussy and Barry's cock all in one while I was being pleasured by her and her partner behind me. Fuck, yeah. Foursomes are awesome.
Oh, God. Well, okay. Yeah. And... yeah, but like, how do you recreate that? You know what I mean? Like, it just has to fucking happen. Like, you can't force shit.
I mean, like, you could, but it wouldn't be quite the same. Like, it just, we just got into that, and like, I was just kind of thrown into the position. I was like, yeah, okay.
Do it, yeah.
So I guess in the future I could make that happen, but if not everyone's as okay with it, it might not jive.
I know,
so maybe that was a one-off, but I'm glad I had it.
That sounds like something you should replicate. That's amazing.
Okay, so what we have left to break down is hot wife and orgy. And just thinking based off of experience, we only have a few minutes. I think you have slightly more hot wife experience. So you're going to delve into that, and then I'll wrap it up with the orgy shit. So, Kenzie, take it away with some nasty nonsense about hot wifing. Give me what's fucking hot and what gets you going.
All right. This feels awkward, and we need to change this dynamic because I want more orgy experience. But so with hot wifing, I feel like for me, there's maybe like two sides of the same coin, because I feel like I've had some of these experiences where me and the other guy were just like so eager to fucking get at each other that like whatever I fucking had on for clothing, whatever little scrap of shit I had on, just like got pushed out of the way and we were fucking. And then I've had other experiences where, for example, my lingerie was just slowly and delicately removed from me, like I was a gift to be unwrapped. And both are so fucking hot in their own way. Like, it's just, they're both fucking equally exciting. So for me, the whole sort of hot wife experience makes the reconnection with Gary even more amazing.
Yes.
And Gary really isn't the guy who needs or wants to hear necessarily like the play-by-play of what happened. And I know for some people that's like really sort of like their driving force.
Sure, sure. Yeah.
I don't know. Gary isn't that guy, and that's fine. But just kind of like knowing, I think for him it's like a little bit of like, like, he's kind of, like, allowing this to happen. He's, like, given permission
like
to,
like... control, but not.
Yeah. I think it's, like, kind of more that scenario. So it's not that he, like, needs to hear sort of this, like, play-by-play of what happened in the night. But just knowing, like, I think is exciting for him.
Sure.
And in fairness, in the experiences that I've had, there's at least some, I don't know, like, kind of, like, knowledge or comfort level. I'm not going out and just like meeting a guy for the first time and then fucking him.
Yeah. I don't think that's really the same thing to
me. Like, it's like, I don't know. I don't feel totally safe with that. So there's that piece of the puzzle. Anyway. All right. Fine. That's not sexy. So it's people I know. It's great. It's fine. So I think what is exciting in that hot wife space is the ability maybe to like try things out that are new or different. And I know this is probably going to sound stupid to some people, but hear me out. I think sometimes you kind of find what works with your partner. And again, in this case, I think for you and I, Madison, like I've been with Gary, I don't know, we've been married like fucking 18 years or something roughly. You and Barry have been married a lot of years and have known each other a long time and whatever. And that's amazing. But when it comes down to it, like you kind of like, you know, the spots to hit, you know, the positions, like, you know, what works. And that's great. But when you're with somebody new, it's kind of like, I don't know, it's like this ability or permission to try new things and like whatever, like you saw weird fucking Twitter porn and you want to try it in real life and see if it feels as good as it looks or whatever. It just like opens another door to kind of try some new shit that you might not necessarily want to ask your partner to do.
Really?
I don't know. Yeah.
No, like that's not weird, but it's interesting.
I mean, I know, but it like it does seem like you should be able to just fucking say anything to your partner, and you should.
Sometimes, yeah.
But sometimes it feels a little weird to do that. Okay. But if you're like with this new hot guy, it's like do
what
this,
do you
bitch.
Care?
Yeah. Like okay. I don't know. So just like there's like another level of like flexibility or freedom involved. I think that
I getcha.
That's okay. Nice. And also, I think there's a little like I guess it's kind of a mental thing of just being. The bad girl. Ooh. Like, here I am, like the married woman. I'm going off on my own.
You're
I'm
naughty.
Gonna fuck this guy. I'm gonna fucking ride his cock till I die.
But you
ride or die.
Is it not hotter but because your husband knows?
Yes.
I know some people get off on the sneakiness, but like yeah. I feel like it's hotter because your husband knows.
Yes. Okay. For me, yes, yeah, I would agree. Yeah. Like he knows where I am, who I'm with, when it's happening, like all of that. Mm-hmm. So there is like that kind of safety blanket. But yeah, like there's just something hot about it. Yeah. So that's always good times. And then the other idea, the last thing I will say, a hot wife fantasy that like just makes me wet.
Oh, yes. Tell me. Just pick one. I know.
I know. There's so many running through my mind. So I think for me, it's something that I've tried before, but I did not execute well. And I feel like I need a redemption.
Ooh, tell me.
So what I tried to do was like show up in sexy lingerie, but like with like a trench coat.
Oh, I remember the story. Yes, yeah. Yes.
And but like I was nervous and sweating and it was I feel like I did not execute it well. So I feel like I need redemption with that. Like I just want to have on some sort of like sexy black lacy lingerie, preferably crotchless, like some fucking hot ass high heels, like a little red trench coat over top. And I just like walk up to your front door. Ooh. And as I enter your whatever fucking foyer, I drop this trench coat and there I am, like ready to be fucked. I like that to me, just like like dripping wet.
Yes.
So I need to find a way to make that one happen.
Oh, sorry. I was picturing all that too. Okay. Yes, yes, yes.
All right. But keep us going, Madison, because you've got the orgy topic. Tell us all the ins and outs and the dirty deets on that.
Yeah, I feel like Barry and I somehow have been a part of several orgies that we didn't even expect to be a part of. So honestly, the not so sexy is I feel like the takeaway is that it's several couples, at least more than four, to me is an orgy, more than four people. And it's unfortunately, it ends up just being a bunch of twosomes playing together in the same area. So I feel like a lot of people picture it, at least from my experience, it hasn't been that scenario of, oh, I'm fucking this person, then let me just hop over to the next person, I'm going to suck them off or whatever, and then I'm going to hop over and hop on this person. Like for me, it's been very focused play, okay. But in a large group setting in one room.
Okay, okay.
So anyway, it's still super hot. It's, I don't know, I like the random pairing up of different people and the occasional touching that has still occurred with different hands throughout the whole time. I don't know. It makes for like this sexy hot scenario. With, it's going to sound weird, but yes, all of the sounds, all of the energies, and honestly, like all of the smells. That sounds weird, but like all of the good sweaty pheromones.
It's all part
smell.
Of the experience.
Yeah, that's there. And I think that's fucking hot. So one of the orgies that I can recall occurred at a club that is now closed, and it was unexpected for Barry and I, but we ended up having it there, and it was just sexy to have this environment of people like intertwined with their whatever partner, not their partner they came with, but with somebody else, touching and caressing like the other person or reaching over to the couple next to them and touching them, and you're just, I don't know, I felt like we all organically just paired off with people that we were attracted to in that setting, so Barry was paired off with this super cute, fun, like spunky, shorter than me, like little blonde girl. I remember him fucking her next to me, like doing things. I don't remember all the details, but I was actually paired off then with her partner, and he was similar situation. Like, I don't know. It was just fun, sexy. He was taller than me. He was bald. It was just, I don't know. For some reason that gets me going. I don't know why I don't like a lot of hair, but anyway, whatever. That's weird. But so it was just a hot type of scenario where he just full on came onto me with this like, this intensity, and I think it was just from the drive of the energy of the room.
Yeah.
I felt like a fucking pillow princess in that scenario. I barely had to do anything, although I wanted to. Like, he went down on me and then wanted to fuck me and was like throwing a condom on and then took it off for some reason, then did it again. And then Barry was next to me, like eating this woman out and then fucking her. And it was just this sexy vibe because I'd look across the way because I'd hear a moan and I saw this other couple that I just met like an hour ago. Not a couple, but like two people from different couples fucking each other. And then I see their partners next to them. And like, you just get this high of this energy of just naked, sexy fucking all around. Like, you just see ass and pussy everywhere.
Yeah.
But you're getting it too. And it's just this high. You don't even need gummies or anything. Like, you get this high of just seeing these naked, sexy bodies. See, I'm getting hyped up talking about it. Like, I'm blurring my words, but... That's what I've taken away from it. It's just this weird. No, it's not weird. It's just this, I don't know, not conventional scenario where a lot of people like to have sex. We want to do it with different people. Well, we're all on the same page. Why don't we just pick a different partner? It was never a scenario where we've like picked a name out of a cup or something like that. It just kind of organically happened. And I don't know. I like that scenario. And for me, an orgy is just, like I said, anything more than just four different people. And we've been thankful to, I guess, lucky have more than one of those scenarios. And I actually don't think I've ever been in a situation where I've been like fucked or played with by like different people at the same time. Mm-hmm. Unfortunately, like I said, it's been more like paired off in these scenarios from what I remember. Mm-hmm. But I think that could be a positive in the future if you want to have more than one or two play partners at a time. Well, in an orgy, you can have that because everyone's right there fucking with you. So,
yeah.
I don't know. I can't recall like a super sexy fun thing because any of the positions I think of, it's more just a two-on-two type of scenario. So it doesn't really fit the orgy vibe. But it's still fun to just like be in that sexy environment where everywhere you look, someone's naked fucking someone and you're doing it too. Yeah. Like, these are my people. And it's hot.
Yeah.
So anyway, I don't know. Do you want to wrap us up, Kenzie? Because I feel like there was a lot we just unfolded. And you have a great takeaway message with our notes here.
So this was all a whole lot of information about what Madison and I like. So if you're ever trying to hook up with us, I want no excuses. You now know exactly what we're both looking for. Just kidding. So preferences can certainly vary depending on the people involved, the environment, whether it's your first play experience in that dynamic, whatever. But as always, we encourage you to think about what you'd like from a play session before it even starts, and then take time to debrief and discuss the likes and dislikes with your partner afterwards so that you can continue growing and evolving and having the best play possible. So figure out ways to do more of the things that turn you on.
Heck yes. Isn't that why we're here?
Right?
Well said, Kenzie. Well said. All right, we're going to take a quick break, friends, and we'll be back for our Going Deep segment, which is a sexy German story from Kenzie.
Yeah.
Hey there, twisty friends. Let's talk about something important, your sexual health. As swingers, we all enjoy our fair share of sex, including oral sex. But how often do we think about the potential risks that are involved? Or perhaps fellas out there might worry about their member rising to the occasion. Cue in Shameless Care. They're the experts in STI testing and ED medication. With Shameless Care, you get an at-home testing kit that arrives in discreet packaging, a virtual physician consultation, unlimited questions to ask, and free virtual follow-up care for any positive results. All of this from the comfort and privacy of your own home. Shameless Care also offers ED medication at half the price of other providers, giving you the chance to save over $200 a year. No games, no added shipping charges, no more hassle. Visit shamelesscare.com/FWAT and receive $20 off of your order. That's right, friends. Just visit shamelesscare.com/FWAT for your next purchase. We're certain you won't be disappointed. All right, motherfuckers, we're back for our Going Deep segment. Kenzie has a sexy German smutty story for us, and I cannot wait to hear these details. So here we go, Kenzie. Take it away.
Oh, okay. So there I was in Germany several months ago.
No big deal.
Gary was there too. So again, if you have listened for a while, Gary and I went to Germany earlier this year to visit our friends Elon and Sophia that we have talked about a few different times on the podcast now. We originally met them at Desire Pearl many years ago now. At this point, we have vacationed with them again at Pearl and RM since then. And finally, this year, we went to visit in Germany. So there we are in Germany to visit Elon and Sophia. And this particular event that I'm going to talk about happened pretty early in our trip. I think it was like night two of our trip to see them. So we were staying in Munich and we had a very lovely room at a very nice hotel in Munich. And the hotel we were staying at had really like a whole level of the hotel was this spa and wellness area. So certainly not specifically a sexual environment, but definitely some nakedness happening, some like sexy vibes, I think, still at play. So we all venture to this sort of spa, kind of like sauna area. And I think for Gary and I, as perhaps stereotypical Americans, you know, we're thinking of like, I don't know, the fucking YMCA or something. Like, we don't really know what to expect with this. But we get to this, like, sauna, and it is fucking pristine.
Oh.
Like, clean, fresh, well-maintained, like, fucking amazing. We're like, oh, yeah, this is great. Yeah, let's do this. I think that's pretty popular in that part of the world, in that part of Europe. Because Elon and Sophia seemed very unfazed while Gary and I were thinking that this was the best thing ever. So, you know, we learned the proper etiquette that you don't put your bare skin on these wooden surfaces in the sauna. Mm. You have a towel down, all of that kind of stuff. So the nice thing about this is, again, this was early on in our trip. So I think it was essentially like a weekday, like whatever, you know, a Thursday night or something. So we pretty much had this whole place to ourselves. Mm-hmm. We go into this sauna, you know, the steam is happening. We have our towels down. We're like lounging about. And everyone certainly is naked in this environment, as tends to be the case. Mm-hmm. And again, it's obviously not a sexual environment, but knowing who we are as swingers and knowing how we know Elon and Sophia, I feel like there was kind of like that sort of like undertone or undercurrent, even if it wasn't totally explicit. So we're all naked in the sauna, really just having very, I think, vanilla sort of chit chat while we're all sitting there nakedly sweating. I think I was the first one that had to excuse myself because I was so fucking hot. Everybody else, I think, could tolerate it much better. But so after a little bit in this sauna, this steam room, again, very bright, clean, amazing little space. I know, again, I was the first one to go and grab a shower after all of this. And again, amazingly clean shower. Like, yay. Not like a weird grody thing in the corner.
Nice. Yeah.
Yeah. So I get cleaned up. I think everybody else kind of started to filter out after that. And then they had this amazing space where you could just go lay down to cool off after the sauna. They had this like fountain of water so you could rehydrate. Like, I don't know. to my naive American eye, like this was just this little fantasy world because you don't get this stuff at an American hotel. So we thoroughly enjoyed all of those amenities. At this point, we are all relaxed, clean. We've showered. We've laid down, relaxed, rehydrated. And I feel like that really made a very nice transition to the next part of my story, especially as compared to some of our other escapades where we're like half drunk, sweaty from the dance floor, looking for a back room.
Yeah.
So kind of a different dynamic happening here. So at this point, again, we're calm, relaxed, clean. Yay. We end up back at Elon and Sophia's room. And I suppose I should have said this earlier. If you've heard this before, I'm sorry. We call him Elon because I think he looks a little bit like a younger, hipper Elon Musk. Not really sure anymore why we called her Sophia, but there must have been a reason once upon a time if you look back at our previous podcast. But I think for me, and again, I'm just going to focus on me here. What really is such a turn on is that I feel like Elon is just so fucking smart. But like, that's fine if you're like into the sapiosexual thing. But he's smart in a way that doesn't make me feel like an idiot either, which can be kind of a hard balance. Because sometimes when you're just fucking intelligent, like, you can't help but make other people around you kind of feel a little less than. And somehow he doesn't do that, which that's is just awesome. Amazing. So I think for me, that's definitely a big turn on. And I know coming from Gary's perspective, Sophia has what he described as a perfect handful of breast.
Oh, okay.
So he is a fan of that particular feature of Sophia. They both have dark hair. Again, obviously, they're German. And the weird thing that I will also add about Elon, and I can't really describe this, so I know Gary's going to be like, why are you even talking about it? But something about the way his mouth moves, like not even in a sexual way, because that's a whole other thing that I'll get to in a minute, but just like the way that he speaks, like I fucking love his mouth. Which is so weird and sounds probably creepy to say out loud.
No, it doesn't.
But it just, I love it. So anyway, they're good people. We love them. We've known them several years now. So we're back at their hotel room. We're all clean and sauna'd and whatever. So we walk in and there is a couch kind of to the right and a like king size bed to the left. So Gary and Sophia take the bed over to the left. And Elon and I go to the couch kind of on the right. So as far as I can tell, everybody kind of starts with some very sensual kisses. There are some light caresses. We all kind of start with some like sharing of oral. Beyond that, I don't know what the hell Gary and Sophia did. So I take my time and trail my way down Elon's torso to his hard cock. So I suck and caress his cock and his balls for a little bit. And then all of a sudden, he pushes me back onto the couch and goes down on me, gently licking and probing my pussy with his tongue.
Ooh.
I'm like, yes, let's do this. So I sit up and kind of shift so that then I can go down on him. So I'm sucking his cock and I can hear him murmur, so good. Which just like fucking feeds my ego.
Love the feedback.
And I'm like, yes, here it's on now. So like that makes me go even harder. Like I'm getting even wetter. Like that just is like, yes, that's what I need. So at this point, Gary and Sophia are already fucking. They're like off to the races. Great. Good for them. She's on top of Gary on the bed, riding him as Elon and I join them. On the bed.
Oh, okay.
So that's we all kind of like come together a little bit. So Elon grabs a condom. I lay on my back and spread my legs for him, which always seems to be kind of my favorite way to start sort of a foursome experience. So he's on top fucking me pretty deep for a nice little while. And then I kind of like switch so that I can get on top of him. So I ride just like this long, slow crescendo to my orgasm. And sometime after I got on top of him and like in this whole process, I think Gary and Sophia had finished and they're kind of laid back on the bed next to us, just kind of watching Elon and I continue. But I hardly noticed because I'm just like in the moment and focused and like in my just zone at that point. So I actually got pretty close to an orgasm a couple times, but then like had backed off a little bit. And then like at some point, finally, I couldn't take it anymore. And I grinded on Elon's cock like my life depended on it. And I just like exploded on this poor man. And thank God he just was in it to win it and was there for me and took it all like a champ. So I appreciate that. So at that point, we all kind of like took a little bit of a break. We're all on this bed actually chatting about just like fucking nonsense. Gary like had this question for us about what sex in space would be like. So we were like debating that as we're all naked and kind of still intertwined and laying there. And I honestly kind of thought that we might end up going for like a round two. But by this point, it honestly had gotten to be pretty late in the evening. I think we were all pretty tired. We had been out like sightseeing all day and like they had been entertaining and like, you know, explaining everything to us. So we end up putting on like these little white hotel robes and like those little faux slippers that you get at the spa.
Yeah.
That like are just like included in your room. And it was honestly quite, I don't know, cute or entertaining. This little robe wasn't even long enough to cover Gary's cock.
Oh my gosh.
So it was like short. It was like the big man in a little coat syndrome. <What the heck? laughs> So he had to like, I was just, yeah, I don't know. I'm sorry. I guess you had to be there. But like, he was like just trying to fit into this tiny little German robe. It's kind
of. Are Americans that much bigger?
I don't know. Gary is. He's got these shoulders and it just, nothing fits.
Oh my goodness.
So we have our little hotel robe and faux slippers on.
You have to get on the elevator.
And we did like, yeah, this like little elevator like crawl of shame back to our room and whatever, we survived. It was totally worth it. It was fine, but just kind of like a little fun ending, I guess, to the evenings. So yeah, we had put our robes on, we kind of wrapped it up, we said guten Nacht and called it a night. So my takeaway of all this is, again, I think there are some benefits to play multiple play sessions with the same partners. I think there's kind of like that extra comfort level. You kind of start to know what people like. Obviously, like the hot, sexy one night stand is super cool too. But there's something to be said for like the multiple play sessions. And I think this was just like a really fun, unique way to kind of have an experience with those good friends, because where the hell else are you going to have like this super clean, pristine sauna and just like a nice, relaxed kind of like, I guess it was foreplay in some sense.
Foreplay is what I was going to say.
Yeah, yeah. Like even if we weren't really like physically touching or anything, just kind of a really unique way to kind of segue into the fun, sexy stuff.
Yeah.
So I don't know. Not something probably that everybody can just go replicate. But again, just a matter of sort of taking advantage of those opportunities that present themselves. And yeah, yay to good friends and the lifestyle.
Fuck yeah. No, that's a good point. Foreplay doesn't have to be so well like thought out and whatnot. And I guess you're lucky that you have this experience. I don't know if I'll ever end up in Germany fucking someone, but that's super cool that you have this amazing experience.
But if you do, look out for the saunas.
Yeah, maybe I could replicate something similar over in the States, but that's super cool. Like a fun, hot, sexy story. I totally thought you were going to end up fucking in the sauna because I thought that happened. But this
I think that's against the rules.
Oh, okay. Well, then whatever.
Germans are really big into following the rules, by the way. Yeah.
Oh, okay. So I totally misinterpreted that story initially. But that was a very hot, sexy story. And bravo to Elon and Sophia for showing you guys around Germany.
Showed us a good time. Yeah.
Heck yes. Well, thank you guys. I guess that's going to wrap up episode, gosh, what is this, 54?
Yeah. Yep. The big 5-4.
That'll do it for episode 54, friends. Thank you so much for listening. Reach out to us on friendswithatwist.com. Or no, check us out on friendswithatwist.com. Reach out to us on friendswithatwist@yahoo.com if you need to send us feedback or questions or anything like that.
That works.
I guess we're going to wrap things up, friends. And Kenzie, what else is there to say?
That's it. Until next time, friends, get out there and find your twist.
That's it. Oh, yeah. I forgot.